Before we let you go, there was some pretty big news today coming out of D.C. The president's massive infrastructure plan has stalled. What happened?
Yeah, in many ways, this was the expected outcome. Unfortunately, these negotiations between Republican senators and the White House always had an uphill battle, and it may sound oversimplified, but they just couldn't agree on the basics. The Biden administration started at $2 trillion. Republicans started at $600 billion. They were getting closer, but they still couldn't even agree on a definition or a scope of what infrastructure actually means and also how to pay for it. The Biden administration from the beginning said they wanted to raise taxes on corporations and on the wealthiest Americans. Republicans said that raising any taxes at all was a red line, and neither side came away from those. But Senator Capito says she still holds out hope some deal may get done. It just won't be this one. She said it was cordial, the conversation, to end at least these discussions for now.
I know the president said that he would be in contact with lawmakers need be as he heads to Geneva. What next with this?
Well, you know, it's likely now that Democrats may just pursue their own track, and they may go it alone without any Republican input. That has always been a possibility. They would need all 50 Democrats to stay unified in order to do that. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, two of the more moderate Democrats, are still question marks on whether they would go it alone and pass an infrastructure bill with just 50 Democratic votes. But that is likely the track that Democrats are at least going to be trying now, and we certainly know that does have the White House's blessing.
All right, live from D.C. tonight, Joe Khalil. Thank you.